الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها، لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت، ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا، ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا، ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى، ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The Quran is an evidence for you or against you. رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين لئلا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل وكان الله عزيزا حكيما. Messengers as bringers of good and warners that, so that mankind will have no argument against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the messengers, and ever is Allah exalted in might and wise. وبه قال حدثنا إسحاق بن منصور قال حدثنا حبان بن هلال قال حدثنا أبان قال حدثنا يحيى أن زيدا حدثه أن أبا سلام حدثه عن أبي مالك الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الطهور شطر الإيمان والحمد لله تملأ الميزان وسبحان الله والحمد لله تملأان أو تملأ ما بين السماوات والأرض والصلاة نور والصدقة برهان والصبر ضياء والقرآن حجة لك أو عليك كل الناس يغدو فبائع النفس فما تقاوم بقوم. حديث رواه إمامنا مسلم. Abu Malik al-Ash'ari reported that the Messenger of Allah said, cleanliness is half of faith, and Alhamdulillah, the word Alhamdulillah, fills the scale, and Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah fill up what is between the heaven and the earth. And prayer is a light, charity is a proof, and patience is a brightness of the Qur'an. Patience is a brightness, and the Qur'an is a proof for you or against you. Let us have a little talk about this hadith. At-tuhuru shatrul iman. He's saying cleanliness is half of faith. In a sense where? Can anyone pray his salah without uzu? Can anyone pray salat without uzu? No. Our salat depends on uzu. If there's no udu, there's no salah. That's why, because salat ours depends on the udu, cleanliness is half of the faith. And salat, whenever is completed as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us, that completes the faith. At-tuhuru shatrul iman aw shatrul ibadah. According to Imam Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, is half of faith, half of adoration. In particular, here, as-salah. This is one tashrih. Walhamdulillahi tamla'u al-mizan. Alhamdulillah fills the scale of al-hasanat. Of al-hasanat. Wal-hasanatu bi'ashri amthaliha. And in another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Allah, goes, Ya Allah, this is too less. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. And as a reference, we've got the hadith, walhamdulillahi tamla'u al-mizan. Wa subhanallahi walhamdulillahi tamla'an aw tamla'u ma bayna as-sama'i wal-ard. Whatever the space we see between earth and heaven, if anyone keeps saying subhanallah walhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward can be compared to what contains between here and the heaven in this empty space. Was-salatu nur. As-salah is a light, which means as-salah helps you to distinguish between bad and good. In the hadith, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَنْ لَمْ تَنْهَاوُ صَلَاتُ عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ فَلَا صَلَاتَ لَهُ. If after salah, you do not stop yourself from making big sins, small sins, everyone makes more sins, small sins. But big sins, like in your mu'amalat are wrong, living together, al-mu'ashara is wrong. If your salah doesn't help you in these two matters, then فَلَا صَلَاتَ لَهُ. What is the meaning of your salah? What is the meaning of your salah? So salah is a light. In a sense, he makes you and helps you to distinguish between good and bad. Salah will help you to distinguish between the right and wrong path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the right salat. وَالصَّدَقَةُ burhan. صَدَقَةُ burhan is a proof of your faith. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When someone in need comes and asks you, you put your hand in your pocket and give him, this is a proof that you've got faith. And if you keep making excuses, of course, if you don't have, you don't have, that's something else. But if you make excuses and you can help the brother, then there is a little question mark on your iman. We're not saying that you're not a mu'min. No. But there is a question mark in your iman, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking you, وَأَقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Give me. How? By helping your brother. By helping the person in need. وَالصَّدَقَةُ بُرْهَانٌ وَالصَّبْرُ ضِيَاءٌ. And sabr is brightness. Let me explain to you. There is two. There is one spiritual one and there is one physical one. The spiritual one is when someone is patient. What does he say? إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Allah praised them and Allah has mercies on them. This is the spiritual one. The physical one. Have you seen when someone is upset or someone is sad and his reaction is negative? Sometimes he ends up harming himself. This is lack of patience. He starts scratching, start hitting, if he took sabr as a weapon, if he was patient, that person, he would have not harmed himself physically and not spiritually. That's why they call it sabr al-diya. Sabr is a light, a brightness. Wal Quran hujjatun laka aw alayk. Quran is a proof for you or against you. إن عملت به وأطعت الله عز وجل فيما أمرك واجتنبت فيما نهيك فهو حجة لك وفي العكس حجة عليك. If you were to obey Allah سبحانه وتعالى, the command of Allah عز وجل that are in the Quran, if you were to follow what Allah سبحانه وتعالى asks you to do and stay away from what Allah سبحانه وتعالى is asking you to stay away from, فهو حجة لك. It is a proof for you on the Day of Judgment, starting from your qabr. أو عليك. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to you, go right, you go left. Or if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you to don't do something, you do it. فَهُوَ حُجَّةٌ عَلَيْكَ. If you obey, He is with you. If you disobey, He is against you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes Quran حُجَّةٌ لَنَا. With us, not against us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us with His mercy, with His tolerance, with His forgiveness, and of course with His rahmah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to follow the commands of Him, to follow the Quran and to follow the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim. Do you have it, sir? Thank you.